Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back at the D in Vegas. Rick Haro is our sports business insider and our legal analyst as well on CBS Sports Radio. He's been with me for over two decades. He's in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. Mr. Haro.
How are you, my man? You good?
I'm great. So the Atlanta Super Bowl host committee has announced its final details around the Super Bowl Live presented by Verizon. What's that about?
Well, it's a big-time concert with a whole bunch of different people. Guys like Hardy Har, I have no idea who we are. John Fogerty's sons, Tyler and Shane. It's kind of interesting. They've got a whole bunch of things in the Best Buy Tech Zone, the Bridgestone Experience. Turkish Airlines does the deal. Hyundai, Frito-Lay, Legend Group. About a million attendees, and the Super Bowl organizers anticipate breaking that number even higher. That was Minneapolis numbers. Too cold to go out there. Do you imagine if the game were held a year to the date this year in Minnesota, 48 below zero? What do you think?
I'm telling you what, I want no part of that. StubHub has pioneered a new experience for Super Bowl ticket buyers to virtually experience their seat row in 3D on their iPhone before buying. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they also blow up the $6,400 bill, and they put that on 3D, too. That's what it's going to cost you. It's about a 300% decrease since Wednesday morning, by the way. It's going down. I have a hard time believing it because you still have the normal losers out here who will, you know, come up to you and say you have any extra Super Bowl tickets. Of course not. Leave me alone. But I think the Brady legacy has worn on some. It hasn't on me. It hasn't on most people. But that might explain it.
Georgia-based companies are surprisingly absent from the Super Bowl marketing. Why is that?
Well, how's this? So you walk around this place, Pepsi unleashes a blue wave in Atlanta covering the Coke logo and the fountain machines at the stadium itself. Remember that Pepsi is the NFL sponsor. They placed multi-story signs across the world of Coca-Cola. The NFL scene has Mercedes-Benz on it, but let's remember Hyundai is the official sponsor, and so you don't see the Mercedes-Benz logo when you look at NFL stuff. Delta Airlines, okay, because there's no airline sponsor with the NFL, but those wars are big.
All right, let's go to the Falcons. They reiterate that the food prices at the Mercedes will stay low for the Super Bowl.
Isn't that great? So this is cool to Arthur Blank. He builds a stadium. He says, we're going to price beer at $1.10 less per 20 ounces than anywhere else. The hot dog's $4 less expensive. Rich McKay, the president, says we're sticking with it. Fan-first menu pricing. A lot of pressure on the Falcons to raise the prices like any other Super Bowl location. Arthur Blank says, no, we founded the stadium on that premise. We're going to do the same thing. The other thing is Chick-fil-A, you know, Christian roots, they close on Sunday. How about the money they're losing? They have a number of Chick-fil-A outlets in the stadium, but they're all closed.
Wow, I love the Chick-fil-A with mayonnaise, son. Together, the NFL and the United Way are inspiring change. You know, my dad used to be heavily involved with the United Way. What are they up to with the NFL?
Character Playbook, powered by EverFi. They've got this hometown huddle. They collaborate with players, owners, and leagues across the country. They got days of service stuff, ongoing commitment to social justice. The NFL players are joining working groups all over the place. But I was down there at that Character Playbook area. A lot of kids teaching them a lot of stuff. Kudos to EverFi. Kudos to United Way.
And then how about Pizza Hut, their first Super Bowl, and they've changed their name.
Pizza Hut, Hut, Hut. Why didn't they think of that before? They offer a game day special of $8 for a two-topping pie. Super Bowl viewers in select states order beer with their pizza at select restaurants. The InBev company tacked on another 15 seconds to Super Bowl ad buy, bringing the total time for 5 minutes, 45 seconds. We're going to see a lot of Bud ads in this commercial unit. It's the level of saturation that's higher since 2010 when 9 ads fed 5 minutes, 30 seconds. We're going to see almost as many on Sunday.
What are Mr. Peanut and Mrs. Peanut up to?
Well, yeah, so a 30-second spot, Saatchi & Saatchi, the advertising agency, Mr. Peanut's riding a nutmobile to play up the benefits of eating nuts. Now, you know, I'm at the stadium. I can't see the ads. I'm not sure I'm going to cry because I'm not going to see this one. But Kristen Chenoweth is in an avocado ad for Mexico Spot. I was down on Media Row today. That's all they talked about. God, I don't like avocados, and I certainly am not going to like this commercial, but that's okay.
I'm very disappointed in you. I love guacamole. The Super Bowl is not ready for medical marijuana. Drag.
Yeah, so John Boehner, remember the former Speaker of the House, he's heavily invested in a huge company. The industry, the weed company, is now worth more than $2.5 billion. The NFL mainstream, by the time, says we're not going to take an ad. We're not going to let CBS take the ad. And so they're probably going to change their stance in the future. If you don't think so, they wouldn't have accepted gambling ads a few years before FanDuel and DraftKings.
So tell me what Saks Fifth Avenue is doing at the Super Bowl.
They're hoping to capitalize on the buzz of the most successful men's store in Atlanta. 26 brands they're teaming with, creating more than 70 exclusive items for the games. You got a whole lot of stuff. Valentino, Versace, Dior, the high-end marketing certainly makes sense. Saks could make a killing off the hundreds of thousands of fashion-minded active people around here. That does not include me. I'm wearing the same crap I wore 10 years ago.
I believe that. The NHL had a successful All-Star game in San Jose.
Yeah, well, so I decided I'll talk a little bit beyond just Super Bowl. And, you know, Gary Bettman did a great job, by the way. The game set all kinds of records. The only issue, as we know, is we have a collective bargaining problem. They won't have the World Cup this next year. And there is a reopener clause at the end of the season, even though they are on track, hopefully, to keep labor peace. Why wouldn't they make $6-8 billion a year? Let's just hope they stay on track.
The NBA taking their Europe plans to Paris, I see.
Yeah, London O2 Arena hosts at least one regular season game 8 years in a row. Adam Silver says, let's go to Paris. He won't completely rule out hosting games in London and Paris. Adam Silver said he's unlikely the NBA would take two regular season games to Europe. Yet, look, they have a lot of good stuff going on. Michael Jordan and the Bulls and the tremendous excitement around that team. And Adam Silver says, why not try it in a whole bunch of places? The Accor Hotels Arena in Paris, that's where it's going to go in 2020.
In the tech top stories, how about the NBA opening their door for sports betting while the league is spreading its 2K brand globally?
Yeah, well, listen, bottom line is, the whole idea of the NBA doing it is they're really excited about being able to make as much money as they possibly can on that. And that's one of those deals that they're trying to do sooner than later, is to try to bring that in. The league franchises, LA, huge for basketball, gaming, NBA esports presence is the second biggest market in North America. LA isn't doing it. The trick is to involve the final 9 NBA teams holding out from the 2K league to get everybody in the league going. Adam Silver can't make teams buy, but he sure can try to persuade, and it's a big deal.
ESPN Plus did really well with their UFC Fight Night and new subscribers.
Hard to believe, 90% increase Saturday Fight Day. It continues. The Saturday night event was the first of the fight cards of the 5-year agreement with UFC. 20 exclusive UFC fight night events a year. The ratings looked good. I want to come back to the days of boxing, but I'm getting old, so leave it to the millennials, and you know, kudos for fight night, right?
Yeah, and I go to all the fights, too, don't forget. The Pats are headed to the Super Bowl, and accompanying them is a raffle for 2 tickets. And how about Verizon getting in on a first responder theme for the Super Bowl?
Well, the Verizon one is really interesting because, you know, they were accused of cutting back power for first responders in Santa Clara County for the Mendocino Complex wildfire in August. They apologized. Now they're contributing up to $1.5 billion for first responders outreach, and they're advertising it. This is, we talked about it last week, not the time for political ads. Nobody around here wants to hear any of that. But a do-good ad like the Verizon one, all for it.
Rick, great stuff. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you again next week when everybody's settled and back home.
Pats by 4. Talk to you Thursday.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.